FM Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hello, everyone. You're listening to an elementary lesson on open language. I'm Chris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenny. Today we have a very romantic lesson. We're talking about honeymoon.
That's always a fun topic.
Yeah, so a honeymoon is when you just got married.
Yep.
And you travel to a romantic place with your wife or husband, right?
Hopefully someplace romantic.
Yes. So let's listen to the dialogue now and see where this couple went to.
Dialogue first time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of. All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic.Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Dialogue, second time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of.All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic. Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Dialogue, third time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of. All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic.Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Okay, what a lovely dialogue and some great language there. So today, Eric is actually back from his honeymoon, right?
Right.
And how does he feel?
So he says he feels refreshed.So refreshed, this word. Anytime you have re at the beginning of a word, it means something again. So
yes. Re
means again. So to refresh means you're fresh again.
So usually it means you were tired, maybe you were working very hard,
yep. And
you went on a holiday.
Yeah, and now you feel rested, you feel full of energy again.
Yeah, so I feel so refreshed. And where did he go on his honeymoon?
So he went to the Caribbean.
The Caribbean.
Yes.
So the Caribbean is pretty close to the United States, right?
Yeah, it's in between the United States and South America.
So it includes countries like Jamaica,
St. Kitts, St.
Nevis,
the Bahamas. Yep, it's a chain of islands.
Yeah, so there are very beautiful islands and great for honeymoon.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Now, the last thing I want to mention is you always say the Caribbean, right?
Right, never just Caribbean. Unless you could say...Caribbean islands, but still, probably better to say the Caribbean islands.
So we went to the Caribbean.
Yes.
Okay, so where did they go, Eric and his wife?
So they said they went to St. Kitts, which, as we mentioned, is an island in the Caribbean.
And they got a great deal at an all-inclusive.
Right. So a deal, first of all. A deal is a special discount or a special offer.
Yeah. So if you got a great deal, it means... Maybe you didn't pay a lot of money, but you got a lot of stuff or service.
Yeah, and you know you got a low price for whatever it is you bought.
So I got a great deal, and they got a great deal, and all-inclusive.
Right, and so all-inclusive. Here it's used as a noun, an all-inclusive. And all-inclusive means it includes everything, all of everything. So for this kind of a example, all-inclusive means a hotel that included food, it included the room, it included activities to do.
Yeah.
Everything is paid for in one price.
Yeah, and usually it also means you spend most of your time in the hotel or the resort. Yeah, you don't even go out.
Right.
Now, like you said here, an all-inclusive is used as a noun, but it can also be used as an adjective, right?
Right. So you could also say, we got a great deal at an all-inclusive resort. Same meaning, but sometimes it's frequently used, so you can also just say an all-inclusive, and it means a resort.
Okay. Because it's an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of.
Yeah. So taken care of, it just means that everything was done for you. You don't need to prepare anything else. It's all included in the price.
Great. We like that.
Yes. Nice and easy.
And Eric said, all we did all day was what?
Lounge by the pool and stroll on the beach.
That sounds very relaxing.
It is.
So to lounge by the beach. Now, lounge here means you're just sitting by the beach, relaxing, reading, not worrying about anything, right?
Yeah, it implies that you're laying down and relaxing, but you can also use it in very casual way. So somebody could ask you, what did you do this weekend? And you could say, oh, nothing. I just lounged around the house. So it just means you
were just
relaxed.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean you laid down all day in the house. It just means you relaxed around home.
Take it easy, right?
Take it easy.
Now, lounge can also mean a place.
Right. So it can be a verb to lounge or a noun, a lounge.
A lounge is like a bar, pub, but it's usually quite modern. You drinks there and they play some lounge music, right?
Yes, exactly. They call it lounge music for a reason.
Okay, and he lounged by the pool and also strolled on the beach.
Yeah, so to stroll is to just walk slowly.
Also very relaxing.
Very relaxed. You're not trying to get anywhere. You're just walking to enjoy walking.
Now, can you say, for example, after dinner, you say, let's go for a walk or let's go for a stroll?
Yeah, absolutely. And it just means, let's just go walk, just to move a little bit.
Okay, and Eric's friend says, well, you went to send kids and you have the tan to prove it.
Yeah. So a tan, of course, is when your skin gets darker from the sun.
Yeah.
And in some countries, that's a good thing. In some countries, that's
not
a good thing.
Yeah. In Asia, we tend to avoid getting a tan.
In the U.S., we like tans.
Yeah.
I could use a tan right now. I don't have one.
Now, to say you have the tan to prove it, to prove something means...
to show something using...
another thing.
Evidence. Yeah,
yeah,
another thing. So
here, because you went to send kids and from the tan you got from your skin color, I know you did actually go there, right?
Yeah, and this is a great phrase. You can use something in place of tan. So you have the scars to prove it, meaning you have the injury to prove maybe something happened.
Or, I've been working out at the gym and you can say, wow, you have the muscle, you have the abs to prove it.
Right.
Okay. And then they continue to talk about the hotel, and they said every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner.
Right.
I love candlelit dinners.
Yeah, I don't get enough of them.
Yeah, I think the last time I had a candlelit dinner was before I got married, maybe.
Really? Well, you'll have to have a talk with your husband about that.
So a candlelit dinner means there's literally a candle on your table and it's very romantic, right?
Yeah.
And to set up something just means they do this for you. They arrange
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was pretty romantic. And of course, we all know what romantic means.
Yeah.
And then Eric's friend, says, well, I could really use some R&R.
R&R. And I could use some R&R right now myself. Out of this dialogue, I could use R&R. So R&R, you'll hear this often, R&R means rest and relaxation.
Yeah, so the two R's stands for rest
and relaxation.
But when you say it, you just say, I need some R&R right now.
Yeah, or it's just shorter to say.
Yeah, or I could really use some R&R.
Yes. Right?
Whether you're tired at work or just, you know, in life, you could say that.
Exactly.
And then Eric says, well, it's really not easy coming back from paradise.
Yeah, so paradise is used very generally for any location that's beautiful, hopefully restful, relaxing.
Yeah.
But usually the idea is it's probably near a beach or it's what we call tropical,
exactly.
Beach, trees, sand. But you could also say, if you just really liked a place, oh, it was paradise. It just means it was wonderful. Everything was beautiful, great.
Okay, but he's back from paradise.
And yeah.
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind. So it just means back to work, back to kind of tiring, whatever.
Yeah,
it is,
because grind means it's sort of slow, but it's like a lot of hard work. Tiring, right?
Exactly.
Back to the grind. Okay, so let's go back to our dialogue and listen to it three times more.
Dialogue first time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of. All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic. Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Dialogue, second time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of. All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic. Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Dialogue, third time.
Welcome back, Eric. How was your honeymoon?
It was perfect. I feel so refreshed.
You guys went somewhere in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, we went to St. Kitts. We got a great deal at an all-inclusive, so everything was taken care of. All we did all day was lounge at the pool and stroll on the beach.
Ha! And you have the tan to prove it.
Every night the hotel was able to set up a private room for a candlelit dinner. It was pretty romantic, I must say.
That sounds fantastic. Man, I could really use some R&R right now.
It's not easy coming back from paradise. Ah, well. Back to the grind.
Now, Chris, in the United States, how long do people typically go on honeymoon for?
I think the typical amount of time is usually 2 weeks. Although some people now, I think it's more popular to maybe after your wedding, you have a 2 week honeymoon, but 1 week you maybe just relax at home, and the second week
you lounge around the home.
Exactly. Because the wedding itself is usually very tiring sometimes, and you just want to relax maybe at home and, you know, get things arranged, your gifts. But then after, you can kind of enjoy
your honeymoon.
A 1 week trip someplace.
And the Caribbean is a popular place for Americans to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's close.
Yep, the Caribbean or even maybe Mexico. There's lots of kind of resorts there. Some people go to Canada.
Where did you go for your honeymoon?
Well, we haven't really been on a proper honeymoon yet.
Really? No. It's the same for me. I didn't go on a honeymoon.
And that's the other thing that's, I think, more and more common is a lot of couples, you know, you want to get married. And especially when it's, I think, if you live internationally, it's difficult because your family, you've only got so much time with your family. Mm. So you don't want them to come so far and then not spend that time with them by taking off to another place. So a lot of couples maybe delay their honeymoon. And
you will, at least in my case, if you don't go immediately after your wedding, it's not a honeymoon anymore, right? We go to different places for fun, for travel, but it's just not a honeymoon.
Right.
Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. And if you have any questions, please come to openlanguage.com and let us know. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.